ashamed of the Lord?
Praise to you.
the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll say. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
My lighthouse, a promise. You will carry me. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. And I will follow you.
Father God, I praise you that we can sing your praises with joy in our hearts, knowing that you are a good God and that you answer prayers, that you hear our prayers. And God, I want to just thank you for bringing healing to Len and answering that prayer so quickly and helping him see that there's something different. And I pray, Lord, for his salvation. And Lord God, I thank you that you're a God who cares about the details of our lives, and your God who heals. And I also want to praise you for the healing that you're doing in Jesse's legs. He's able to sing and dance today. And I praise you, God, that you are a good God and so worthy of our praise. We love you and we thank you for what you're doing amongst us.
Lord, and I praise you that you are the one who leads us. If I look at this song, and Lord, I can't navigate the waters on my own. I just can't. Either I go too far one way or I go too far the other way. And Lord, you are the one who knows and can direct me and direct us and lead us safe to shore. And I just pray, Lord, I thank you for your forgiveness, and I thank you for your patience and your understanding, and lead on, Lord, I pray. I pray that you just continue to lead us on.
to this place in my life. I'm full, but I'm not satisfied. This longing to have more of you. And I can feel it, my heart is condensed. I'm thirsty, my soul can't be quenched. You already know this, but still come and do whatever you want to.
Looking back.
back.
In this case, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I like those drives. Thinking of the times, and I think it's one time in particular, but where God asks you to do something, and it's like, I keep getting like something that is so something that you wouldn't do, or that you're fearful of doing, or, and then you hear some song and you're just like, you just do it because you know that God wants you to do it. And then it's like, okay, God. And you do it and it's like, okay, now I am totally, this is all up to you. And I'm just going to do what you said. And then however it turns out, whatever happens, reactions or whatever, it's, you just have this sense of, I just can't believe God's just
I had asked for a while back about this kind of sermon on what I'm supposed to do with going back to work or not. And I've been feeling more and more like I'm not supposed to go back full time, and I don't know if I'm supposed to go back at all. But so I can already feel like the anxiety about that was kind of creeping in, and well, how I'm going to live financially speaking, and but I knew in my head it's like, okay, well, God's calling me to stay home and provide, but that hasn't really sunk into my heart yet. And through the discipline of doing my devotion this week, I've been reading in Genesis, and it's when Jacob leaves and he lives with his uncle, Laban. And then he's going to go back to his homeland. And Laban says, well, you can have whatever sheep have the speckles, or whatever sheep have the black, or whatever. And so then all the sheep that were born then were speckled. And then Laban kept changing his plan and going, well, now you can have all the sheep that are born like this, and then they would be born like that. So God just totally provided. So that was really encouraging to me. Like I just felt like he's saying, I talk to you, don't worry about it. So, yeah.
Fire, fanning to flame. I'm rising for you. Thank you.
my living, there in my breathing, God in my walking, God in my sleeping, God in my resting, there in my working, God in my thinking, God in my speaking.
got words for this one called Through the Cross.
Takes the death of me to live life that's true and free.